Okay, my friends and perpetual progress pursuers, we have now made our arrival to the third chapter of my Aim Upon Me to Prosper in the 21st Century, Perpetual Profits from Phenomenal Sales Tactics, 21st Century Blueprint for Selling Yourself to Millions, Audio Training Program. Again, my friends, this is chapter number 3, and it is titled, The Attributes of Successful Entrepreneurs and Marketers. Okay, my friends, listen, being a salesperson should be easy. Being a successful entrepreneur and a marketer should be easy. That is, if you have all the qualities up in this piece of a good entrepreneur and marketer and salesperson within you. See, however you do your job, rather either face-to-face, over the telephone, or through the internet, it is important that you possess all of these qualities. Now, once you do, sales and commissions for you would just keep on pouring in, and you would need an extra hand to help you fulfill all of those bountiful orders. Okay, my friend, the first attribute that you must have is neatness in presentation. Again, the first attribute up is neatness in presentation. Listen, for a successful entrepreneur, successful marketer, or salesperson, homie, your image is everything. See, it is true that before you get to sell anything, you are always selling yourself first. And that means you should be highly likable before you get somebody to like your products. Understand that? See, giving your possible clients a customer is a bad impression of you won't help you at all. Okay, that's like self-sabotage. So would it help your competitors though? Because it takes you out of the picture. See, you won't always know your customers personally. And in fact, you'll be meeting a lot of them, if not all of them, only once in your lifetime. And that means you will be approaching them and talking to them as a total stranger. And in this case, they might be scrutinizing you in an attempt to judge what kind of person you really are. And they might do that mostly based on your looks alone. So, it is therefore important that you look neat and presentable all the time. Your aura and your physical image tell a lot about who you are and the company that you represent. People do not like to deal with somebody they do not feel comfortable with. Unruly hair and dirty teeth, oh Lord, could make you lose a sale. Don't take the risk. Invest in your appearance. But this doesn't mean you have to buy and wear expensive suits all the time. Good grooming will make you stand out even if your clothes are old. Just make sure they are well kept and you should be F to the I to the N. You should be fine. All right. Next up, professionalism. Attribute number 2, professionalism. Professionalism is how you do things correctly, how you do things right. For starters, you should not be irritating. Certain habits or conducts annoy some people. If you have a nasty habit like fidgeting with your fingers, cutting somebody's sentence off, playing with your pen, or just talking too fast, you have to do your best to eliminate it. As a rule of thumb, any habit that you think may annoy somebody else has to go. And do it in any way possible. If you have to undergo therapy to get rid of it, do it. See, much of your career depends upon it. Now, keep in mind that the selling career entails a person-to-person contact. Understand that. As an entrepreneur, as a marketer, Your setting career entails a person-to-person contact. And because of that, you have to do everything to create a great impression. Not just a good impression, a great impression, and comfortable air between you and your prospective clientele. Okay, listen. Next up, third attribute, good listening skills. Now, more than anything, a customer or client would like to be heard and therefore understood. Sometimes at all costs. So to be a great and exceptional, truly exceptional, my God, entrepreneur, my God, or marketer and good salesperson, you have to develop your ability to listen up in this piece. You're saying that even to the words left unsaid, let your customer talk. After all, they come to you because they want something. Hear them out and show them that you perfectly understand what they are trying to convey. You may just uncover a behavior or attitude that can propel you to make a sale. If you fail to do so the first time, don't hesitate to ask them again. This will show that you are concerned about what they are saying and you do not want to miss any detail. But don't do it many times in a conversation or else the customer will assume that you are not paying them any attention. Okay, fourth attribute, sensitivity. Always put yourself in your customer's shoes. You must be empathetic. You understand that? You must be able to understand and relate to your customer. You must be able to put yourself in your customer's shoes. Understand where your customer is coming from. This is the only way you can feel what it is that concerns them and what they are trying to make you comprehend. Doing so will also ensure that you are on the right ground when it comes to dealing with people. See, some salespeople, some entrepreneurs, some marketers up in this space become too overeager to collect the commissions they would get out of every sale that they forget to treat their customer or clients with the utmost care and intention and attention. Now, actually, this is the gravest mistake you can make as a salesperson. The moment you regard your customers as one-time deals is the moment you can say goodbye to your career. Now, with that attitude, even your most loyal clients will break out and leave you hanging by a thin line eventually. Next attribute, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is infectious. If you're excited about your product and the benefit it can give, your customers will also soon follow suit. They would see your product in a different way, enough to complete a sale. See, great entrepreneurs and marketers and salespeople are jovial and passionate about their craft. You should develop these qualities right at the start of your business career. Next attribute. You have to be knowledgeable. You have to have the knowledge. I mean, come on now. Let's come on. How you going to win if you don't know how? Come on now. How you going to stay if you don't know how? Pay attention. Let's go. Knowledge. This doesn't mean that you necessarily need to have above average comprehension skills to start with. It does mean, though, being smart with a good ability to grasp data, though. You have to have that. See, when a good entrepreneur, when a good marketer, when a good salesperson sells his or her product, he or she knows all of his prime qualities by heart. And he or she makes it a point that he or she has the answer to the most asked about questions concerning the product he or she is selling at the back of his or her mind. He or she does not grope around looking for answers when somebody pops them up. Instead, he or she comes prepared with a smart answer every single time. Next attribute that one must have to be a successful entrepreneur or marketer or salesperson is integrity up in this space. You understand that? Integrity means honesty, homie, and doing the right things even when somebody's not looking at you. See, many customers want to stay clear of a deceitful salesperson. That is the reason why they size salespeople up before they even attempt to buy or even before asking anything about the product. Customers want to know exactly how the product works without any tall tale lies and truth bending. They only want to deal with a straight shooter, baby, which means an honest business owner, an honest marketer, an honest salesperson. Next attribute, courtesy. Courtesy. Courtesy is something everybody appreciates. Customers definitely want to be treated like kings and queens. They may bombard you with questions before they decide to buy, or they can try all your products before selecting the one that's right for them. See, customers have varying tastes and styles. And as an entrepreneur, as a marketer, as a salesperson, it's your job, it's part of your job to conform to all their eccentricities. You understand that? You might need to practice patience and be good-natured. Always remember that the most likable salesperson always gets the job done. You understand that? People will always buy from people that they know, like, and trust. You understand that? Next up, persuasiveness. Next attribute is persuasiveness. All the salespeople, all business owners, all entrepreneurs, all marketers and salespeople are required to be what? Persuasive, homie. If you cannot make a good argument for the reason why your product, program or service is the best, you're in the wrong business, baby. You understand? Hello? All entrepreneurs, all marketers, all salespeople are required to be what? Persuasive. They should be able to effectively convince their customers about the beauty of the product they're selling within appropriate levels. They should not drop every block the customer throws at them. Instead, they should look at it as a challenge that they have to overcome. Most highly successful entrepreneurs and marketers and salespeople are even looking forward to all of these challenges. See, they feel triumph with every sale if they are able to prevail over the customer's negativity and rejections. See, this is something that adds excitement and stimulation to their occupation.